Hey, what up? It's YG400, and you watching Jalen and Jacoby. Yeah.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, Doug?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together, we are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
Give the people what they want.
Odell Beckham Jr. is looking forward to giving the people of Cleveland what they want this upcoming season. Here is what he had to say.
So right now what I'm trying to do is basically a reset button. Being able to just get everything fixed. Shoulder, arms, back. Everything aligned, functional, moving properly. So I can begin training to be ready for the season. So I would honestly say this is probably going to be, you know, one of my best seasons. Bigger, stronger, faster. This is my time.
Well, we hear this a lot from athletes during the offseason, but he said this is going to be one of his best seasons, Jalen. What do you think about the future of Odell Beckham Jr. in Cleveland?
This is the beauty of athletics because you get a chance to see people grow via their life skills and how it plays out through their talent in their sport. And for Odell Beckham Jr. to get drafted by the Giants and have the success that he had, not only numbers and touchdowns, but also the acclaim, the cover of Madden, the one-handed catch, he became a phenomenon. But they weren't winning, especially in the playoffs. And then all of a sudden, you get traded to Cleveland, and their squad didn't meet expectations. They had a lot of talent on paper, but all of his stats went down again, Jacoby. And so when you start talking about the best receivers in the game based on his talent, Michael Thomas, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, people weren't saying Odell Beckham's name. Based on his talent, they should be. Baker got to play better also. They got a new coaching staff. I believe he catapults himself back into that conversation if Baker is able to elevate his play as well.
It's a really good point. I think a lot of the Browns' success is going to be how successful Baker Mayfield is. And obviously his line has a lot to do with that, especially with his performance last year. But with all of the teams after the draft and after free agency has settled, the Browns are one of the teams that I could see varying, so much variance. I could see them going to the playoffs. I could see them being terrible once again. Like, I have absolutely no idea what the Browns are going to be, but I do know I do want Odell Beckham Jr. to be back on the field and be the old Odell Beckham Jr. because he's such an electrifying player to watch. Now, there's another quarterback that I want to discuss that, like Baker Mayfield, is the starter on their team, but maybe somewhat tenuous in that spot. I'm talking about Derek Carr of the Raiders. Now, if you remember, John Gruden and the Raiders acquired Marcus Mariota during the offseason, and Derek Carr said that he is not worried whatsoever about his role as the starting quarterback of the Raiders. What do you think?
Tick, 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 tick. The clock is ticking on Derek Carr. And indirectly, this is kind of what I was saying about the Lions and Matthew Stafford. If both of those guys play at their best over the next 3 to 5 years, that's going to be great. But at some point, you have to look towards the future. And John Gruden, who prides himself on being a quarterback whisperer, Mariota, who just saw Tannehill come in and take his spot and all of a sudden become the guy there and get a big deal. That's why he wanted to go to Oakland. I'm sorry. That's why he wanted to go to Las Vegas to run with the Raiders. And so I would not be surprised at some point if Marcus is starting and Carr is headed elsewhere, worst case at the end of the season.
That's the thing. I mean, there's even some rumors about the Raiders looking at quarterbacks through the draft, and then you've got Mariota coming in. That doesn't tell me a lot about my job security. If my coach in my front office goes and says, you know what, we're just going to get some insurance. Like, that's not just some insurance. Like, that is a starting quarterback week one last season. Like, that's I'd rather you draft a rookie and be like, hey, can you groom this guy for a couple years down the road? Like, this is a message to Derek Carr that it can't just be check down after check down after check down next season. I look forward to watching that when and if the NFL comes back. Well, there's another comeback that we've been discussing for a couple days in a row in the program, Jalen. And it is exciting and equally terrifying. That is the comeback of a gentleman by the name of Iron Mike Tyson. Now, you remember he dropped these videos of him just beating up the pads a little bit, saying at 53 or somewhere around that, he wanted to come back and fight in the squared circle. His trainer says that he has the speed and the power of a 21-year-old. Jalen, I cannot believe I'm asking this question. Have we seen our last Mike Tyson boxing match?
I think at some point with all of this ferocious training and having people like modern-day Glass Joe and David Jacoby to be a tomato can to get you ready for any charity events, I love the shape that Mike's in. He's throwing his punches with ferocity. I hope you're getting ready. I hope you're getting ready, so, David.
Jalen, first of all, you have never been more invested in any topic on this program than the potential of me getting my butt kicked by Mike Tyson. So let me just catch the viewers up on exactly what we're talking about. Here is Mike Tyson addressing this very program.
But also, Tip and Mike. Mike and Tip.
I like that. Because I see Jalen Rose has his little guy with him, Jalen and Jacob.
Right. So I'll be the little guy.
Tip and Mike. Tip and Tyson.
Tip and Tyson. You dig what I'm saying? I like that.
A couple things. Number one, Tip and Tyson does have a good ring to it, and they seem to have some chemistry. Like, they may come take it for our spot. For real. Like, ESPN might put them on Monday at 4 o'clock. You never know.
I don't know about that.
Nothing's for certain.
Because here's the difference. He was holding something in his hand that you wouldn't be able to hold in yours while doing that interview.
He sure was. He had something in his right hand and also something in a cup in front of him. So who knows? But all I do know is, listen, even if he calls me Jalen's little guy, just the idea that Mike Tyson can recognize my face if I see him on the street. The only concern is after me talking wild about him for the last couple of days, if he recognizes my face and sees me on the street, he might not give me a pound. He might just punch me with a right uppercut and end my life. Mike Tyson, I just want to say, again, for like the 19th time, I apologize. I respect you as a person, as an athlete, as a leader, as an inspiration. I would never, ever, ever want to fight Mike Tyson, no matter what you say.
Hold on. No, you don't mean that. Because what did you tell me about your Mike Tyson and cannabis story? You told me something.
Cannabis has a very famous song called Second Round Knockout, during which Mike Tyson does the introduction. And the rapper's name is Cannabis, which is the plant that Mike was holding in his right hand. However, Mike Tyson thought it was cannibal. So he says, all you do is eat MCs. You eat MCs. And no one in the room told Mike Tyson he had it wrong. They just let him record that, walk out the room, and then put it on the track. I don't have a problem with Mike Tyson for this. I have a problem with the engineer, with the producers, with Mike's management, with Cannabis's management. Like, someone looked at Cannabis after he walked out the room. Like, no, you know, he thought that your name was Cannibal, right?
So after he was throwing those shots, you go give blame to everybody except Mike, huh? So you're not going to – I noticed you named about 13,000 of you.
I'm terrified of Mike Tyson. Well, I seem to be in some sort of beef with Mike Tyson. After this, we'll show you who Jalen Rose had a little beef with during his days in the NBA. Stay tuned for that. It's Jalen Jacoby.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Giveback, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, no longer brought to you by Pier 17, but still brought to you by our partners at Chase and Heineken.
That was fun.
Jalen, sometimes we need you to take us behind the curtain. Jalen, as we all watch The Last Dance unfold, we learn more and more about Michael Jordan. Not all of it's so flattering. We've heard that he's punched Will Perdue in practice, and in this upcoming Sunday, we will learn about him punching Steve Kerr in practice. Now, Jalen, we need you to take us behind the curtain. Were practices just different in the 90s? Like, why is everybody punching each other in practice?
Well, the one thing about practice, it should be designed to make your teammates better every moment. That's every drill, every sprint, every thing that is going to not only improve them individually, improve the squad, make everything maximum, but ultimately sacrifice for the better good of the group. That's what becoming a team is all about. And so there should be some friction there. There should be some physical practices. And I think today's game, it won't be as many just because the game isn't as physical. They're not grappling a lot in the paint as much as they used to. They're shooting a lot of more three-point shots, and the game is more pace and space instead of, like a football term, like a ground and pound. Look no further than two players, Karl Malone and LeBron James, Jacoby. They're both 6'9", 250 pounds. Karl Malone is a skilled big guy. They play power forward, and we viewed him as such based on his body type. And LeBron James is a power guard, as the podfather would say, that's now playing point guard, leading the league in assists when he's playing the four winning championships in Miami.
Jalen, I have a question. I've seen you at 6'9 and 250. It looks very different. It looks very different on you than it looks on LeBron and Karl Malone. Like, I've seen 6'9", 250 before. It looks a lot of different on those guys. I've seen you with your shirt off, tiny little chest, skinny arms, big belly. Like, I've seen that 6'9", 250 on you, and I've seen it on LeBron and Karl Malone. So let's not get caught up in the math of all of this, all right?
I'm just saying, they're skill and their body types are so much the same, but yet so very different. And by the way, what you're talking about with me wasn't 250, dog. That was 260 plus.
I just want you to have the information accurate.
And at 6'8".
There's so much discussion about Michael Jordan mixing it up with these legends of the NBA. And you know what? We have some footage of Michael Jordan mixing it up with another legend of the NBA that we have not yet discussed yet in The Last Dance. And that is a gentleman by the name of Jalen Anthony Rose. So this is Jordan with the Wizards. You know, he's like, look at, oh, there's Jalen going back and forth. What are y'all talking about right there?
Well, I'm thinking that it's Clark Kent because I got a chance to play against Superman when he was in Chicago. Shout out to the OG Doug Collins on the sideline. And so many big names and faces in that game that bring back so many memories. But anytime you get a chance to compete against the GOAT, it's truly an honor. And people talk about his Washington Wizard years as a throwaway. Just think about this, Jacoby. That was in the early 2000s. Between his three-peats, he missed two seasons. Before he went to the Wizards, he went to a couple of seasons. Then he played a couple of seasons with the Wizards, was an all-star, played 82 games. Give him back six of those seasons. Imagine the greatness we would have saw in MJ. If they were all in Chicago, especially.
I just love the idea that you're going back and forth with Michael Jordan. I just love the idea that you're going back and forth with Michael Jordan. Like, I'm going to get buckets on you. When we come back, we have the story of a five-year-old who stole a car so he could buy a Lamborghini. I'll explain after this. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, Jalen Rose. There's some concern amongst people in a Louisiana town. They're being intimidated when they go to the ATM to take out money. There's been a terror who's been there for a few days that chases them down and will not let them take out money. And this terror is a chicken. That's right. A chicken. This chicken is stalking around a particular ATM, and locals are concerned. I wouldn't take out money if there's a chicken. Chicken can get real aggressive. Jalen, if you saw a chicken thug that tried to keep you from taking out your money, would you move on to another ATM, or would you go toe-to-toe with the chicken?
Now, David Jacoby, as my brother doing this show 9 years, you know I keep a bat handy. And if I'm on foot and I need to get to that ATM because certain ATMs give opportunities. Some allow you to choose your bills. So therefore, if I need to go to one and the chicken is there and I don't have the bat, not going to be able to do it. If I do have a bat, we having wings, we having tenders, we having thighs, we having legs. That's just how it's going down.
That's the difference between me and you. I'm terrified of that chicken. I'm not even going to Louisiana because of this chicken. Until they got this chicken, I'm not leaving the home. That's why I'm quarantined. This chicken is terrifying. Moving on to some very important news that matters. A police officer in Utah saw a car swerving on the highway and pulled it over thinking they would find an impaired driver. What they found was a five-year-old driver. And this five-year-old boy explained that he was driving to California to buy a Lamborghini and he had to steal his parents' car because they would not buy him a Lamborghini. Jalen, whose side are you on this?
I'm on the five-year-old side. Because
that's what I figured.
That he's able to operate the motor vehicle at that age, that's really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
However, if this was back in the day, he'd get one of those whoopings where he'll never see the sun.
First of all, asking for a Lamborghini, you're already in trouble. And then taking my money, my $3, you're in trouble there. And you steal my car? Like, that's not just a timeout. You're getting in real trouble. Jalen, take a look at you and I as 5-year-old baby drivers cruising down the highway. Driving to California.
I like that.
We'll be back tomorrow. Make sure you tune in. ESPN at 4 o'clock.
Geico has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
Geico, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring 3 advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
As of course we do every day, we're going to record some podcast exclusive content, Jalen. So me and you just got an electronic mail from an executive at ESPN.
Yeah.
Did you know what they forwarded us? They forwarded us a press release that says that we are going to air Monday, May 11th on ESPN 1 from 4 to 4:20. I still think the 4:20 thing is on purpose.
So I want to break some news. We're doing this pod actually before we should be saying the lineup. You're getting exclusive J&J content right now about the ESPN lineup. So how about,
did I just mess it up?
I deliver the news of what the lineup is going to be on ESPN because I'm a fan of our brothers and sisters that work on the network, and I'm watching from sunup to sundown when we not on. 8 a.m., Bristol. 8 a.m., Greeny B in Bristol doing get up. I'm going to pop in and out of there like, bro, man. Still family, still parking spot. Shout to Laura Rutledge and all of the crew that come on a daily basis to represent. And then at 10 a.m., First Take, Stephen A., Max, and the talented, hardworking, the beautiful, the best host.
Brilliant.
In the history of
television.
What
a great presenter. She needs an EGOT and a Webby. Molly.
And
Karam.
Sports Center at 12. Da da da. Da da da. And then NFL Live. I'm going to have to appear on there and talk about some quarterback play. You know what I mean?
For real. Thank you.
And then 3 o'clock. Jump man.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel Nichols, big shout. Then 3:30, we need a little more First Take. It's a 2-hour show during the day. You got to edit 30 minutes.
They cut it down. Cut down right there.
Keep up, weed up, bring it back, come rewind. And then guess what happens at 4 p.m. Eastern starting this
Monday. Tell the people what happens at 4 p.m. Eastern. Tell the people what happens at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Jalen and Jacoby makes their debut on ESPN. Jalen and Jacoby makes their debut Monday, May 11th. at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN to get the people what they want.
And then we pass the baton to Highly Questionable.
We unselfish. We get some of Dan Lee Batard, let him eat. Our guy Poppy and the crew, big fans of what they do, representing Miami. And then around the horn, Jacoby might be still making cameos on there, multiple positions, hosting, guesting, using his government name, wearing a blazer. If you catch David Jacoby on around the horn wearing a blazer, send me a picture, please. I don't have to just.
Well, you got Jalen. Jalen dresses up for Get Up, and then like I feel like right before we record, you're like, oh man, I got to put on some pajamas. Like, hold on, I got to change real quick. You dress down. Most people around the house be like, oh man, I got to put some on to go on TV. You're like, oh man, I'm too formal to go on this show. Got to put my do-rag on.
At 5 p.m., the OGs, the most handsome duo in the industry. Who is that? David Jacoby.
Tony and Michael, pardon the interruption, incorporated into a 5 p.m. Sports Center. So that's how ESPN's going to look. We're getting back.
We just gave y'all the rundown. Nobody has it. We're about to put this pod out. Shout to Brianna. Shout to our crew. We're about to put this pod out. Allison, Demetrius, our whole crew, Nestor. I ain't going to even start naming people because I'm going to leave somebody out. When this pod comes out, it's going to be before you see it on Twitter. You're getting it exclusive right here, 4 p.m., Jalen and Jacoby. We will be there to give the people what they want. Part of ESPN.
So I got some too hot for TV topics for you, Jalen Rose.
Let's get it.
I got some too hot for TV topics. The Chiefs' Damian Williams checks into an Airbnb, gets robbed. Coincidence? Set up? Someone following him? Did that give you a little pause before checking into an Airbnb?
Actually, I've never done it.
I know. I tried to get you to do it. We spent like 3 hours trying to get you to get an Airbnb once.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, there was an artist in L.A. from New York who seemed
Pop
to be
Smoke.
Set up and was – absolutely, Pop Smoke. And so – one of the reasons why I have never done an Airbnb is based on a security concern and a hygiene concern. One, just using someone else's dishes and laying in their bed, using their sheets. Before the coronavirus, that was something I just didn't feel comfortable doing. And then the other part of that, like you said, when you decide to be there, who knows you're going to be at the spot? And who are the people you're renting from, are they going to tell?
Yeah.
And so for those reasons, I've never done it. And what did they take from them? Does it say in the story?
No, I don't have. You know, Jalen, how long have we been doing this? If
asking.
I had follow-up information, I would give it to you.
Journalist and
if I had follow-up information, I would give it to you. You want me to read the articles?
Radio host.
You want me to read the articles?
Writer.
I can read the articles. This is something I found pretty interesting, is that the Steve Ballmer and his group finalized the sale of the Forum for $400 million. And they bought it from, of course, Madison Square Garden Properties. James Dolan getting that money. James
checks.
Dolan just keeps failing his way into more and more value and money. It's amazing. It's amazing what he can do.
So I am building.
You're so old that you've got fond memories of the Forum in the surrounding area, and you are also so rich and famous that you've got connections all over the NBA. So Steve Ballmer calls your phone. He just screams at you for like 5 minutes about the Fab Five first, because he's got so much energy. So Jalen, oh my God, I love you so much. And then he's like, you know what? I've got this property in Inglewood. We want to put the Clippers down there. What's your vision, Jalen? Like, what's your vision of how to sort of like remix that surrounding area and the Forum and sort of reinvent live professional sports in that neighborhood?
Final weekend before the NBA got quarantined, I got a chance to check out the Chase Center where the Golden State Warriors play in San Francisco.
Mm.
That's the new model for what basketball arenas are going to be compared to.
What it look like?
Just total state of the art, Jacoby. It's, you know, private rooms with TVs for suite holders. It common areas for all of the fans when you can go out on patios and you know the bay is beautiful and it's prime real estate.
And you look and out that recreational parks. recreational medicinal out in those patios too, Northern California.
I love the way they pay homage to the city of Oakland, even though they left. That would be the true way to pay homage by staying. But yes, even though they left, they pay homage to, you know, a lot of the culture and former players and notable moments and teams and pictures of E-40 and Pac and Digital Underground. And
that's dope. They have all that there?
It's dope. It's dope. Too Short. It's dope. And anybody that's gotten a chance to see that, that is my vision for what Steve Ballmer is going to do with the Clippers' new arena.
Yeah, and I think now one thing that's really exciting about the way that they sort of rebuild these buildings, they don't just build the buildings, they build the neighborhoods and the whole build-outs and the stores and the restaurants and the entertainment that goes around there and all that can – well, not come at no cost, but oftentimes all of that can pour a lot of money into a neighborhood, and Inglewood is one in which that would be a good thing. But it also does come at a cost sometimes displacing some people, which we all know can be somewhat problematic. Jalen, something else I want to talk to you about. Okay. It's a personal concern of sort of like your mental health during this quarantine.
Okay.
I think I've never seen you more invested or excited in anything than me getting my ass kicked by Mike Tyson. I don't know why you're so fired up about this. I don't know why you love this so much. I don't know why you want to see this happen. I thought you loved me. But instead, I've got a concussion history. You know I've got a whole concussion history. Like, this is problematic, Jay.
So it's part of the story I didn't tell you. So you know I frequent prize fights. And the most recent one, I went to in Las Vegas, ran into Iron Mike Tyson, same restaurant.
Oh.
Eating, drinking, being merry.
What did he have to say?
Talking about the fight we just witnessed. How
was that Fury Wilder?
Fury dominated Wilder.
Disappointing. Disappointing Fury Wilder. What restaurant was this, Mr. Rose?
This was the fight was at the MGM. I forget the name of the restaurant.
That's fine. I shouldn't ask follow-up questions. Okay.
So talking to Mike, you know, he in the multimedia game, the pod game, and doing his thing, stuff like that. Been known about the show. I'm his homie. Been to the old Vegas crib after Tyson fights with the big screen that took up the side of the house. He had zoo animals at the crib, Jacoby. For real.
Tiger King? Tiger King? Yeah.
And you know he loved those birds too.
Yeah.
And so what happened to that boy? So been knowing Mike for a long time. And you love him as well. You got him right over your shoulder. He's a part of the fabric of the culture of this show. We rep Mike to the fullest on this program. Through peak, valley, turbulence, whatever. Been on to tell the truth with him. I can name you 150 different times I've been in the same place as Mike Tyson. I even sold him a house in Las Vegas. It's my guy. I did not realize when we showed the footage of my brother throwing those haymakers at his age. I did not realize. Coupling that with the video of him and T.I., your first statement would be your height and weight. And you basically sized up Mike Tyson.
He says he called me little guy. He said Jalen Rose is little guy. You know what I mean? And I understand. I'm self-aware. I understand. I know my place in the world. I walk the streets and people be like, yo, Jalen. I'm just like, yo, I'm like, I'm a completely different human being. They'll be like, oh, you're that guy. You did that. You did a show with Jalen, right? It's always your people too. You know what I mean? Like, that's cultural. That's cultural. Because people that look like me, if they don't recognize somebody, they won't talk to them. You know what I mean? But people look like you, will just run up and be like, yo, hold on. They're like, stop me in the street. Like, yo, hold on. And then try to diagnose the situation. Like, hold on. Make me stop walking from where I'm going and be like, all right. I know you, ESPN, Jalen, right? You're Jalen. You're Jack, right? I'm just like, yo.
But let's not act like
Mike Tyson sees me the same way.
And it ain't no white people.
Jacoby is less common and more memorable than Jalen at this point. Your name is like a white girl named Jennifer at this point. It's just so popular that like people not even naming their kids Jalen anymore. For
and
real.
So he does a video with T.I. You do that, and then all of a sudden I look online, he got a video of him throwing shots. So
I know, hard. Like, he's not getting a sweat. You know what I mean? Like that, he wasn't just getting a sweat. Like, there's one thing. Like, hey, I've punched a bag before. You know, just trying to move my arms a little bit. Yeah, hey, turning his whole body into him like he used to. I didn't like anything that I saw there. I didn't like anything. I did not like anything that I saw in that.
You know what? I'm gonna make a prediction on this show. I'm gonna make a prediction live on the Jalen and Jacoby podcast. Mike Tyson, I predict, and partly heard from a little bird, he's going to fight in the UFC.
I mean, there's no number I wouldn't put. I don't care how old. I don't care who he fights. I don't care how. I don't care how his belly jiggles or any of that. I would pay for that. But I haven't seen him do any MMA training. I haven't seen him do any MMA training, like zero MMA training. So until I start seeing him doing like the MMA knees and doing all like the grappling work, once I start seeing those videos, I might believe you. But I got to see a little MMA training from Mike before that. And also like Mike doesn't hide his love for the cannabinoid materials. Like, he's very out on Front Street with his support and his use of cannabis. You know, so like, maybe if you really want to get in the MMA octagon, maybe that's not, maybe you might have to dial that back a little bit.
I'm telling you, and never to minimize clearly the two sports are vastly different. And obviously I know the difference between the two for so many different reasons. You can still imagine Jacoby. Someone with leg and grappling skills still has to take those punches. Still got to take those
No one blows. Can take those punches. No one takes the Mike Tyson punches. You either dodge them or you die. There's no taking those punches. You either don't get them, you dodge them, or you die.
Right. Yeah. So, now just think about this. Who's the person that has been trying the hardest to make sure that they gave us some professional sports to watch?
Dana White. Dana White. Dana White's about to like open a space station and have UFC fighters just orbit the planet and beam down fights from the atmosphere.
Now, did those dollar signs just go off in your head? Dana White connects with Mike Tyson. For any type of fight.
And Jalen, here's the thing. If I'm the trainer who's training like a 25-year-old to fight, if I'm trying to train a 25-year-old to fight Mike Tyson, I'm like, yo, his name is Mike Tyson. Don't Google him. Don't look him up. He used to be a boxer. Now he's a cannabis advocate. He hasn't fought professionally for like 20 years. Whatever you do, it's like don't look down when you're climbing something high. Like whatever you do, don't Google Mike Tyson on YouTube. Just don't do it. Don't ask anybody about Mike Tyson. Just don't. Just go in there and fight your fight. That's all that matters.
This is
because standing across from Mike Tyson. You really think this is going to happen?
I believe this is going to happen.
Remember where you heard it first, right here on Jalen and Jacoby on the pod exclusive, because Jalen's not allowed to say these things on ESPN because they'll call Dana White and they'll call Mike Tyson's people and then they'll call Jalen and be like, Jalen, you have to be irresponsible. You can't be that irresponsible with this platform. And they're going to be absolutely right. But you know what? We can be as irresponsible as we want with this platform. We can be as irresponsible as we want with this platform. That's this right. Unprofessional, undisciplined, unbridled. But remember next week when Dana White mentions Mike Tyson's name, where you heard it first right here on Jalen Jacoby. Thank you so much. And don't forget, make sure you DVR Jalen and Jacoby starting at 4 o'clock on Monday, May 11th as part of the new ESPN lineup. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.